WCL mobile.
John, N4ZLK, not mobile.
Hey, good afternoon, Shane. K4WCL. Just down in Pickens, getting groceries and some of the stuff we wanted or needed. Didn't have at Walmart, so heading to Ingles.
I hope you can find everything. It's good to hear you. And hello, Lori. I'm assuming she's with you. It's been a while since we've talked. I hope everything's going well.
With me. She don't let me out of the house by myself. Somebody's got to keep an eye on me. You know that. Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't been on any of the local repeaters in a couple weeks, so glad I was able to catch you in there. What you doing there? Are you bored yet? You looking for things to do?
Well, I know that until you learn this area up here, you probably shouldn't be left alone, so that's good that she's with you. Because, 10 years isn't long enough to learn the area? But no, I'm not looking for anything to do. I just semi-finished up a flooring project. My radio room, the two bedrooms, one of them is my radio room / third bedroom. And put new flooring down the hallway and the two bedrooms and repainted everything. Floors, or walls and ceilings, window trim. And I just kind of finished that up today. We got to get that put back together. This room is almost back together. Getting some new curtain rods and window treatments and things. And then probably start on a deck. Got a couple other things I need to get done before it gets too cold.
You've been a busy little beaver there. You're making me look bad, Shane. I've been retired now for, I don't know, 7, going on 8 months, and I haven't done anything like that. I've cleaned some closets out, and I got some shelving to put up in the lower level and kind of keep my junk organized. But, yeah, I've got some deck work to do. We got a staircase that runs from the front deck where we go into the house all the way down the side of the house. It's several different stairs and landings, and it goes all the way down to the screened-in deck on the lower level. And a big tree branch came down Monday or Sunday, whatever day we had that real high wind, and took out an 8-foot section of the railing. It's all damaged. It doesn't look like it'll be terribly hard to fix, but that means I got to do it. But other than that, just staying busy doing regular old things. We've now that the weather's nice, we've been hitting the old exercise trail pretty hard.
Picture, I think, of your deck railing where that tree branch fell down. I'm glad it didn't hit the house. But I'm not sure where we were. I missed all that high wind. We actually drove down to Helen on Saturday night. Beth and I did, and met one of our kids and his wife and a couple of granddaughters there. We kind of try to drive down there at least once a year, and none of the other kids could make it this year, but we've gone down there several years in a row. So it was a nice drive, a pretty day. Had a good time, ate some good food, and spent probably a little more money than I wanted to, but it'll be all right. It's only money. But things are going good here. And let me see. I can ignore it. I'm getting a phone call, but I'll ignore that one for the moment. Anyway, but other than that, I'm trying to set up a Windows machine. It was one that I bought for Beth briefly. She was helping out a friend kind of / business, and we bought a reconditioned Dell, and she used it for about 3 weeks, and then we put it away, and I've been running a Mac, but I'm trying to set this Windows up too on my desk here, but I've got to relearn all this. I can't seem to get the digital stuff to work off of that Mac computer. I had it up and running for about a week, and then it just quit working. I was going to see if I could set it up on this Windows machine and give it a try.
Luck with that. I usually buy refurbished Windows machines for ham radio use. You know, you can buy a $150 computer, and it'll work fine for you know, what I do on the computer in the shack. So good luck with that. Well, you can go return your phone call because I'm pulling into Ingles here. And you know what's right next door to the Ingles, Lori's favorite shopping destination. So she's going to go in there and sift through the junk. I'll be honest with you, the luster of the Liquidator store has pretty much worn out for me. I very rarely go in there, but I'll drop Lori off and let her play, and I'll get the stuff we need in Ingles, and then I'll come back to the truck and put the seat back and wait for her to come out. Maybe I'll even get a 20-second nap in there. Anyway, appreciate you picking me up, 7-3, and have a good Wednesday. I think today's Wednesday. I don't know if you've gotten into the, when you wake up in the morning yet, and you don't know what day it is. Hey, Lori, what's today, Wednesday, Thursday? I've gotten to that point in my life, which is not a bad thing. See you, Shane, K4WCL.
A few times the days run together, and I don't know which one is which. All right, we'll talk to you later. Glad I got to hear you, John. You be careful. You and Lori have a good day. K4WCL and 4ZLK.
4LFL Mobile.
Haven't heard you in forever. KG4LSO and 4ZLK. How are we doing?
Doing very well, sir, I guess. All things considered, we're just rolling on. Just got done with a good old doctor's appointment that I have to go to monthly. And they told me, yep, I still have a good match. So I guess it's status quo here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm just kind of taking a little break from doing stuff around the house, sitting at my desk for a minute. Got to get out and put a couple tools away and maybe clean the yard up. The leaves have overtaken because I've been working on the inside for the last couple of weeks.
Man. Or does housework ever stop, is the question. I went through probably a month that I just had nothing but appliance problems after appliance problems. Dishwasher went down, refrigerator went down, and my HVAC went down. It was nuts. Still haven't fixed the refrigerator, so I'm using the backup one just because I don't feel like tearing it apart again. Dishwasher was a pretty easy fix. It was just, it had a pump that burned up in it. And the HVAC was really, really bad on it, and it was staying on. So luckily, they were able to get that one warrantied. Otherwise, it would have been an $1,800 motor.
Sounds terrible. I had a leak in my dishwasher. We kind of found when the hardwood floors next to the island started to expand just slightly and warp up a little bit, and didn't realize it was a slow drip, but it turned out to be some kind of I don't know if it's a thermostat that screwed into the side of the drum, some kind of sensor, and it was loose and water was dripping out from there. I don't know about drum, but the bottom of the dishwasher. So I tightened that up and that cured that, but fortunately we haven't had that kind of stuff. I've been replacing some carpet, painting the walls and ceilings in a couple of rooms in the hallway, putting down new flooring. It needed to be done. The carpet is original to the house, and it was some of the cleanest carpet I've seen because it didn't get used much. We don't use it much, so it really wasn't that bad to pull up, and even the padding underneath was in really good shape. But it wasn't dirty. I've pulled up some nasty stuff before. Fortunately, this wasn't like that.
What kind of flooring are you going back down with?
It is a laminate flooring. It's not vinyl, but it's not wood either. But it looks like maple slabs, and it turned out really well. It's actually waterproof, too, if you seal the edges with their shoe mold and things like that. It's supposed to be guaranteed waterproof.
Laminate. I put down anything from hardwood floors to laminate. We put luxury vinyl planking down. I was able to get it at a discount because, you know, my dad used to be a flooring contractor in Atlanta. So I drove to Atlanta to pick up two pallets of LVP to put down. And best decision I've ever made. It doesn't matter what you do to this floor, you can't scratch it.
You found that to be true about this one. It's supposed to be scratch-proof, too. And in the process of putting it down and moving stuff around, I've had a couple opportunities to scratch it, and it hasn't happened yet. So if it didn't happen then, our daily life is not going to do it.
I've got a German Shepherd, I've got a Husky, and a Boxer Lab Mix dog. So they're all big dogs, and they can't even scratch it. And it's good stuff. It really is. And carpet, I love carpet because it's nice and warm on your feet. But, it wears out too quick. It keeps too much dust and germs and all that. So, yeah. Get rid of the carpet.
Well, it's nice when it's cold and, you know, it's quiet, but long-term, it's not the best. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I got to get back to doing some stuff instead of messing around here at my desk for a while, so I'll leave that for later on. Good to hear you. Be careful out there, and we will talk to you later. KG4LSO, is that right? I think it is. N4ZLK, correct me if I'm wrong.
Great day, and get done with your projects. You got all of it but the last letter, and it's an L, Lima. But, yeah, close enough. 73, sir, and we'll talk soon. I'm hoping that I'll get, I finally got my antenna mast fixed. I've just got to get some new guy wires and get them run and get it back up. And as soon as that gets done, then I'll be back on the air more often. 73, sir. N4ZLK, KG4LSL.
Oh, I got it. N4ZLK, 73, enjoyed it.
So, okay, KG4LSL.